To deepen integration among ECOWAS states, Ghana is calling on member countries to implement all protocols and conventions. The Director, African and Regional Integration, Bureau of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Kwaju Alabu, said this is the surest way to transform ECOWAS from an institution of states into a body involving the people. Dr. Alabu was speaking at the end of the first National Stakeholders Retreat on Regional Integration at Dodowa. We bring you a NewsX report.
Dr. Kwaju Alabu noted that members need to fast-track the integration process within ECOWAS since members stand to gain. He said it is imperative that Ghana continue to pursue policies that help to provide the leadership to the regional integration process and enable it to win greater market share for producers and exporters of goods and services. Dr. Alabu said the onus lies on both public and private sectors, manufacturers, exporters, consumers, civil society organizations, and service providers to intensify effective cooperation at all levels. The three-day retreat brought together about 100 participants, including the Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, and Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister, Chris Podu. They brainstormed on pertinent issues regarding the Economic Partnership Agreement. Ghana and 17 other countries signed interim agreements. Other critical matters that came up for discussion were the ECOWAS Trade Liberalization Scheme and the West African Transport and Transit Facilitation Project, especially the Axle Load Control Program. Governments of member states were encouraged to work harder to meet the single currency convergence criteria, as Ghana has done, so to roll out the eco-currency by the agreed January 2015 date.
And that was the NewsX report on the first National Stakeholders Retreat on Regional Integration at Dodowa.